Chapter 5. How to Maintain Your Para System. I know you're a busy person with a rich, varied life, and filing your documents is probably not high on your priority list, nor should it be. I'm the same. I want to spend the absolute minimum amount of time possible tweaking and optimizing my system. For that reason, I recommend you do all the upkeep of your para system in just 5 minutes per week. All you need to do is follow these three easy steps. 1. Retitle new items in your inbox. 2. Sort new items into para folders. 3. Update your active projects. Let's take a closer look at each one. Step number 1. Retitle new items in your inbox. In a typical week, I accumulate around 10 to 20 new digital items in my inbox. They might include notes from a team meeting, highlights from a book I'm reading, a useful screenshot from a website, or a voice memo I recorded about a new idea, for example. When they are initially created, these kinds of files normally have a useless title like Untitled Document or New Note. I find that it aids future retrieval tremendously if I take a few seconds to look at each item I've saved and change its title or name to something more informative and clear. For example, Meeting Notes with Clara, March 2nd, 2023. Highlights from book, The Oxygen Advantage. Useful website on how to do hiring interviews. Voice memo on new online course idea. There's nothing fancy or technical about these names. Sometimes I include a date and sometimes I don't. All I'm doing is giving each item the shortest, simplest, easiest to understand title I can think of within a few seconds. Note that you likely have several inboxes you'll need to do this for, such as an inbox you've created in your documents folder, recommended in Chapter 4, an inbox for your cloud storage drive, and an inbox in your digital note-taking app. Step number 2, sort new items into para folders. The second step of processing any new items is moving them into the appropriate para folders. This also takes just a few seconds each, as I consider in which project, area, or resource a given document will be most relevant and useful. Here's a flowchart to help you decide where to put a piece of information within Para. Start by asking yourself, will this help me move a current project or goal forward? If yes, put it in a project folder. If no, ask yourself, will this help me uphold an area of responsibility? If yes, it can go in an area folder. If no, then ask yourself, will it support one of my interests or curiosities? If yes, it goes in a resource folder. And if the answer is no, you should just delete it. By doing all this filing in one batch, I find I can easily process my 10 to 20 new items in just a few minutes. Since I'm most likely to find them again using search, the decision of where to put them is low stakes. I also find that briefly revisiting new information I've captured over the last week serves as a helpful reminder of any follow-up actions I need to take. Step number 3, update your active projects. Finally, take a look at your project folders and make changes to reflect what's happened over the past week. This could include actions such as changing the name of a project to reflect a new scope or direction, splitting a large project into smaller ones to make it more achievable, archiving a project that has been completed, put on hold, canceled, or handed over to someone else, unarchiving a dormant project that has since become active again and moving it back to the projects folder. Before archiving a project, scan it briefly for any material, such as brainstorms, background research, slides, interview notes, etc., that might be relevant to other pursuits, and move these items to the appropriate place within Para. For example, let's say you discover a new strategic framework during a client engagement and, once it's finished, decide you'd like to utilize that knowledge with future clients. You could move that documentation to a new resource folder called Strategy, which you'll be able to refer to again in the future. All you're doing in this step is changing the makeup of your project folders to accurately reflect whatever has happened in your world recently. There is tremendous power in changing your organizational system to fit your evolving needs and goals instead of trying to force your needs and goals to fit your system. Always start with the archives. The biggest misconception I see about the pivotal act of archiving is that you're never going to see that information again. Don't think of the archives as an idea graveyard where information goes to die. Your archives represent the sum total of your life experience, a treasure trove of hard-won lessons and profound insights you've gained from both successes and failures alike. I guarantee it will contain useful material you can reuse and recycle in future endeavors. The archives should be your starting point anytime you launch a new project, do a personal year-end review, or update your resume for a new job. It contains the supporting evidence you'll need to successfully advocate for a raise or promotion, pitch a new client, or propose a bold new venture. I'm constantly surprised how frequently I find useful material from the past. Notes on a conference call with a repeat client, background research on an industry, or photos I saved for design inspiration, all of which represents my personal knowledge capital. Reusing these knowledge assets not only saves me tremendous amounts of time, it makes me feel like I'm starting a marathon at the halfway point instead of at the starting line like everyone else. Part 2, the Para Playbook.